Well, good morning and Happy New Year. This morning's sermon title, which you'll note in your bulletin, is another good example of turning in your bulletin before you finish your sermon. And so I'd like to suggest an alternate title today. How about the title, The Picture on the Puzzle Box? The Picture on the Puzzle Box is what we're talking about today. It's going to make sense as we go along. So as we begin, let's pray. God of grace, we call to you today. You have gathered us here in this place to hear your word, to hear something of you for our lives. We pray that we would have ears to hear and humble hearts to receive something of your goodness and grace to us today. All these things we pray in Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, it's great to be back with you today after spending a week with family and friends out in California. And I know Pastor Chris and her family also had a great time out on the West Coast in Seattle and in San Francisco. I hope that after the busyness of that crazy Advent and Christmas season, you've gotten a chance to relax a little bit. Have you? A little bit? Well, keep working on it. I hope that you have a chance to charge up your batteries and get set as we step into 2009, a brand new year, together. One of the ways that my family likes to relax at home is by doing puzzles together. Do you do puzzles? Are you a puzzle person? I think that in the last week I've been a part of 5 different puzzles, which on average is a really high average, about one every 2 days. And now, by their nature, puzzles take a while to complete. They are ongoing projects, and they evolve as they go. Isn't that right? There's no expectation that we finish a puzzle in one sitting or even in one day. But the point is to work on it, little by little, putting together those pieces until it starts to look more and more like the picture on the puzzle box. I want to suggest to you today that the image of a family gathering around to work on a puzzle is an image for us of spiritual growth. Think about it for a moment. The image of gathering around a puzzle is an image for us of spiritual growth. The picture on the box that comes with a puzzle is what you're building toward. It's a picture of the life in Christ that God intends for you, and you're putting it together piece by piece. Like a puzzle, our spiritual growth happens slowly, but little by little we become more and more like that picture on the box. We become more and more like Christ. Now, puzzles are best done, in my opinion, collaboratively. For a good puzzle team, you need people with a diverse set of skills. You need patient people who can work and work and work at finding those right puzzle pieces. But you also need enthusiastic people who swoop in with a great idea or who encourage you along the way. You need detail people, and you need big picture people. You need people who will intently study that box, get to know it, memorize it, and you also need people who will hold up the box so that others can see, who will point out and say, this is what it's supposed to look like. And so it is with our spiritual lives. We're sitting at the puzzle table, but we're not alone. We have help. Isn't that good news? Who are the people who have helped you grow in your faith? Who are the people who have helped you put together the pieces of your puzzle? Were they pastors or teachers? Were they Bible study leaders or prayer partners? Were they a camp counselor or a youth leader? Were they your parents? Were they other older Christians who you have known? Imagine your life your spiritual life as a puzzle. Who are those people who have worked with you to put together a picture on the box? For the early Christians, especially those who lived in the first century around the edges of the Roman Empire, the Apostle Paul was the main person who helped them fit the pieces of their faith together. He was the one who told them about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He was the one who helped them overcome their doubts and helped them grow into mature believers. The Apostle Paul was the one who sat down with them. Paul's mission in life was to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world to places who had never heard it before, and then to build up and support those who came to faith. Wherever he went, Paul was always sitting down with people. He was always explaining how things fit together, encouraging people to keep up the long, slow process of being formed into the people that God was calling them to be. Paul was a puzzle person. In the book of Galatians, which we are going to be studying in an 8-week series, can you believe it? 8 weeks of Galatians. It's going to be fun. In this book, we read about the people in Galatia who were building that puzzle with the Apostle Paul. And the occasion of Paul's writing this letter is that the puzzle they were putting together didn't look very much like the picture on the box. It had strayed away from that picture on the box. Somehow the Galatians had been sidetracked or confused about what their lives were meant to look like. And so Paul writes this letter to the Galatians in order to call them out and call them back to faithfulness. In chapter 3, Paul even says, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" Have you ever heard that before? Look at it, chapter 3 of Galatians. "Who has bewitched you? Who has fooled you," he says, "into following another gospel, some other way of seeing life, rather than through the prism of the grace of God?" You see, in those days, a group of Jewish Christians had come to Galatia and had taught the people in that fledgling church that in order to follow Jesus, they first had to become culturally Jewish, taking on all the dietary laws and the daily restrictions and the regulations that formed the Jewish life. But Paul insisted that when that life with Christ gave believers freedom from such regulations, that no longer would such laws and ordinances apply to the life of the believer because of the grace of God, unwarranted, unworked for, and yet given freely as a gift. This presented a challenge to the early church, because without the law of the Old Testament, how would believers be able to measure their lives with God? How would they be able to figure out if they were living life right or not? And the question continues from their time into our time, doesn't it? How will we know that we are putting together the pieces of the puzzle of our spiritual lives in the right way? What's our measure? What do we go by? And again, here's this picture on the box. This image of a picture on a puzzle box. That's what we're shooting for. That's what our aim is. This is a picture of a God who loves us so much that he sent his only son, Jesus, into the world to live and teach, to die on the cross, to be risen again. The picture of God's graciousness to us that offers us an opportunity for true relationship with our God. Ultimately, the picture on the box, our guide or model, is a picture of Jesus himself, the one we are called to follow, to listen to, and to form our life around. Now, you're not going to be happy about this, but I heard a joke recently. Sorry to say. And I think it's a pretty bad joke, but I'll let you be the judge of that. It's about these two brown-haired guys. Why should blonde women have all the jokes? It's about these two brown-haired guys. And they were out celebrating at a local restaurant. And the waitress came and said, "Hey, what are you guys so happy about? What are you so excited about?" And they said, "Well, we've been working on a jigsaw puzzle, and we just finished it." And the other guy said, "Yeah, and it only took us 2 weeks, but on the box it said 3 to 5 years. Okay. Well, the truth is, get you going there. The truth is that the puzzle of our lives with Christ is never done. It's going to take our whole lifetime to complete this work. It can't be done in 2 weeks. It can't be done in 3 to 5 years. It's an ongoing work. There's always more to find as we piece together God's plan for our lives. Right? So here at the beginning of this new year, this fresh year that's upon us, 2009, I want to suggest that we have a new opportunity. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever you have been so far, you are invited, and here at this beginning point of the year, to come back to the table. Come back to the puzzle table. I know that some of us are looking for different kinds of puzzle pieces in our life, and this year, I hope that you will be looking for some of these pieces. Some of us are looking for edge pieces, or flat pieces. Those are the first ones you look for when you're building a puzzle. The edges form the frame, the outline of the picture that will come. Maybe you are working on these pieces of your spiritual life. The outline, the basics. These might be questions like, can I trust God with my life? Should I get baptized? Is there a home for me in the church? Some of these basic questions are forming the outline of our life. Others of us are looking or working with the inside pieces of our puzzle. Our frame is set. We are baptized, committed believers. And so we have other pieces to look for. These are the pieces that go on the inside of our puzzle. Perhaps these are questions like, how do I develop my prayer life? Am I finding ways to read the Bible? How can I use my gifts and passions to serve others? How does my faith matter at my job or my school? Some of us are working on those outside edge pieces, the basics of faith. Others of us are working on those inside pieces of deepening faith. And then others of us are looking for still a third kind of piece. They are those oddly shaped pieces. Do you know the ones I mean? They don't quite fit in anywhere. You're not sure what to do with them. They're the wrong color, the wrong size and shape. You can't figure out what to do with them. I wonder if you're working on those kind of pieces in your life. Those would be things like a thorny theological question that you wrestle with, or a deep hurt that you can't let go of, or a call from God you're not quite sure you want to answer. Are you looking for oddly shaped pieces in your life? One of the things that I've noticed in doing family puzzles together over the holidays is that you can't do it all at once. That's an important lesson. We can't do it all at once. In fact, if you try and do it all at once, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to get burnt out. Your eyes will burn. You'll need a break. One of the best things that a puzzler can do if they want to complete their puzzle is to take a break sometimes. Go for a walk, visit a friend, have a meal. And then when the time is right, to come back to the puzzle table. To sit down again with fresh eyes, fresh perspective, and to get back to work on that puzzle. Coming back to a puzzle after a time away gives us some fresh perspective and a new chance to find the pieces and how they fit together. Coming back to our spiritual lives and engaging again is a fresh start. It's a chance for us to start again on our puzzle with God. And isn't that what the new year is about? A fresh start. I want to end this morning with a question for you. And it's this. If it's true, let's say, that your spiritual life is like a puzzle, what kinds of pieces are you going to be placing this year? What are the pieces of your puzzle that you want to work on this year? Will you be looking for those edge pieces, building a frame, putting down the basics of the faith? Will you be looking for the inside pieces, going deeper, moving into a richer relationship with God? Will you struggle with those oddly shaped pieces, tackling some of the hard questions that have thwarted you for so long? Or maybe you've been away from the puzzle table for too long to even know what kinds of pieces you need to look for. Is that the case for you? Maybe you don't have any idea what the puzzle pieces you need because you haven't looked at that puzzle in some time. Today is a chance for you to take that step and come back to the table again. If the puzzle table is our growing edge, then the communion table is our bedrock. It is through the bread we break and the cup that we bless that we are assured again of God's presence with us as we come to the table. It is here that we are reminded of God's great love for us as we come to the table. It is here that we encounter Christ, the picture on our puzzle box, as we come to the table.